Hi, my name is Heidi. I'm a biology and a science teacher in the Victoria School District. And this past spring, when we were teaching online during COVID-19, my students needed access to supportive learning content that could help them when instructional support was difficult to receive or difficult to provide. So I thought about how I could provide and organize a range of learning materials that could respond to the varying needs of my students, from introductory material to enrichment opportunities. Sometimes this included videos or newspaper articles, websites, or even a few podcasts. And there were some unexpected benefits of this curated list of resources that we created as a class. It helped promote collaborations with experts in the community. For example, in an inquiry project, I provided a few local experts and their websites, and then students started to mention experts that they knew, and the class experienced a little bit of the learning community and supporting one another that we were missing from being in the real classroom. The students didn't need their textbook, as most of our resources were found online as open educational resources, and it also provided that independent learning opportunity with flexibility that we needed with remote learning. My ultimate hope is that students will experience the benefits of belonging to that learning community and might expand that to a personal learning network, much like an educator might have with Twitter. There are a few considerations when you're making a curated list of resources and posting that online. Things like accessibility, whether you're using open educational resources and whether all your students have access to that content. Being aware of and educating students about FIPA guidelines and understanding issues around digital literacy. And understanding the legal and ethical use of resources like copyright laws. I also had to think ahead about how I was going to organize resources so that it was easy for my students to navigate and what tech I was going to use to as a platform to post those lists. So I hope that you find this post helpful as we start another year under COVID-19 remote learning conditions. And certainly if you have any ideas or comments or suggestions, I'd love to hear them in the comments below. Thanks so much.